In Psalm 15, David is writing, and in verse 1, he asks some questions, and he's talking about godly characteristics, and he says, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill?" And in Psalm 15:3, he answers those questions and says, "He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend." The book of Psalms is part of the poetic books of the Old Testament. Many of them were written by King David. Psalm 15 is one of them. And it's not known when he wrote this psalm. Some believe it could have been when the Ark of the Covenant was brought back into Jerusalem. And we find that in 2 Samuel 6. In this verse, David points out three things that a godly person does not do. He does not backbite with his tongue. He does not do evil to his neighbor, and he does not take up a reproach against his friend. The character of those who dwell with the Lord are not to be gossips. They do not allow slander of others to proceed out of their mouths. Their goal is always to build up and never to tear down another person. Their whole desire is to help, to encourage, to teach. When it talks about reproach against a friend, the word is derived from a word meaning to strip away or to deprive of garments. We are not to strip anyone of their good character by our slander and our gossip. Whatever we hear about another person, we are to drop it and leave it at the Lord's feet. As a Christ follower, what characteristics are you displaying today? Is there anything in your heart that needs to be changed towards someone else? Are you holding on to a hurt or a wrong done to you? Did you know that Jesus taught that if we do not forgive others, that our Heavenly Father would not forgive us? Did you know that the Bible teaches you need to go make things right with another person immediately? Examine your heart today and forgive others as you have been forgiven. For it says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses."